Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That would be the governor of the state of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, who joins us right now. And I know you're a busy man, Governor. I appreciate your time here. But I couldn't help but think this is an interesting position for a governor to be in. You have two teams, both of which have 10-plus wins. It doesn't happen like this very often. You have to go back a lot of years. So your take on this, and you have to navigate your waters, I would imagine, a little bit.
No, man. First off, Bob, it's great to be on with you. And I think there's no navigating or diplomacy in sports. You just got to be loyal to your teams and you got to love your teams. And that's what I try and do. I appreciate the fact that the Steelers are having a hell of a season and the Birds are having a hell of a season. I mean, you got a 11-2 and a 10-3 team going at it from the same state in what I'm calling the Pennsylvania Bowl, though I don't think anybody else is actually calling it that.
Mike Tomlin seems to indicate that. He's talking WPIAL versus PIAA here.
I love it. And let me say, he is an unbelievable coach, and the Steelers organization is amazing. I'm reminded every time I'm in Western PA, you know, which is easily once a week, folks are reminding me that they got six rings out there to the Birds one. So they love to put it in my face, and I think the chief cheerleader for the Steelers, of course, is my lieutenant governor, Austin Davis, who always loves to bring the trash talk.
He does. So I'm curious to know. I mean, I'm sure you're talking to a lot of people in different parts of the state. When someone asks you about rooting interests, that must put you in a tough dilemma. What do you say to them when they say, well, who do you like in this game? You can analyze it all you want and come up with a conclusion based on that, but as far as rooting interest.
No, I'm a real, real honest sports fan. I think there's no BS in your way through sports. I'm an Eagles fan, and I'm happy to cheer for the Steelers when they're not playing the Birds, and I do cheer for the Steelers, but I'm an Eagles fan, and I got the Eagles on Sunday. But I'll tell you what, I'm also a huge diehard Pitt Panthers fan. Two of our kids go there. Love Pitt Panthers. I just think you got to be honest about your sports allegiance, and I am a big-time sports fan. I am excited not just for the fact that this is a game featuring two amazing teams, both from Pennsylvania. I think that there's some really wonderful storylines in this game. I mean, you've got the incredible defensive line of the Steelers going up against really, I think, probably the best offensive line in football right now with the Birds. I mean, to see T.J. Watt going up against Lane Johnson on every play is going to be amazing. I think the resurgence, the rebirth, whatever word you want to say, on Russell Wilson is super exciting. I mean, he has led this team with just a veteran quality. He's amazing. And you got Jalen Hurts on the Birds side, who, you know, clearly needs to throw the ball downfield more. How the two of them sort of compete against each other is going to be exciting. The Birds have Saquon Barkley, who's poised to shatter records this year. How does that defensive line of the Steelers stop Saquon? I mean, I don't know that you can fully stop him, but how do you try and contain him to under 100 yards? I think there's a lot of really interesting storylines here on two really, really great teams. And I'm proud as hell that they're both from Pennsylvania.
No, I think it'd be great. Here's another thing I've been waiting for is a Philadelphia-Pittsburgh Super Bowl. This could be a year.
Oh, my God. That would be unbelievable. I mean, I don't want to jinx anything, but these are two great teams. I mean, I think you got to figure out how the Birds get past the Lions, how do the Steelers get past the Bills and the Chiefs. I mean, they're both great teams. And I think they could do it. It's just, I think one of these teams is going to come out with a lot of momentum after this win this weekend, and the other one's going to have to figure out how they dust themselves off and just keep rolling, because they're both playing really hot right now.
Well, I have to admire your honesty here, because I thought you might come on here and not say you're an Eagles fan, but you're not shying away from that, but I know what you feel about both teams. So let me ask you this one thing, and I know you're a busy man, so I do appreciate the time. The draft is coming up here in 2026. I know you've been very much involved in it, and I know the Steelers have moved this thing. It's going to be such a huge event. You have any updates or any information you can provide to people of Pittsburgh about what's going on with draft preparation?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me say, I worked my tail off on trying to twist Roger Goodell, the football commissioner's arm, to bring the draft to Pittsburgh, and not only bring it to Pittsburgh, but bring it in 2026 when America is celebrating our 250th anniversary. And of course, Pennsylvania was at the center of all of that. So we worked really, really hard to bring it here, not only because I'm a huge football fan, huge sports fan, but also because I think it is critical for the economic vibrancy and rebirth of Pittsburgh. You know, I've been working hard on that with our downtown work and many other things. So I think it is really important that we landed the draft. Detroit, which hosted it last year, had about 800,000 people show up. So even if we just hit that mark, and I think Pittsburgh can do it better than Detroit, you're talking about restaurants, bars, hotels, everything just being full, money being made for our employees out there. It's going to be really exciting, and it's just another feather in the cap of Pittsburgh, which is a great football town. So we all worked hard on that. And I got to say, hats off to Art Rooney, David Morehouse, the entire team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who put together a hell of a package to get that done. This has been a team effort. We made some commitments to revitalize Point State Park and to do some other infrastructure work leading into 2026. And I can tell you all of that is on track. We have expended the dollars at the state level that are going to be necessary to do that work. The city is doing its part, county is doing its part, and of course the Steelers are leading the way. So I'm feeling really good about where we are. I'm staying in close touch with Roger Goodell, the commissioner, to make sure they have everything they need. And I think really the only question now is, who's picking last in the first round of that draft, the Eagles or the Steelers? I'm hoping one of them is picking last.
Maybe the last two. That would
there
be interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, Governor, thanks for your time. I do appreciate it, and I know people are excited about what that means. And I think even though Detroit was great and all these other, they have Green Bay this year, I'm sure that would be great because it's a terrific football town. Something about Pittsburgh and the way it shows up on television is unmatched.
Amazing.
I don't think there'll be any question about that. But thank you very much for the time. Happy holidays to you, and look forward to seeing you down the road.
Hey, you got it, Bob. Thanks for having me on. To everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Governor. Thank you so much.